Blog Talk Radio.
Reach the
was good. Hello, 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 everybody out there on Radio Land. How's everybody doing today, tonight, this evening? How's everyone doing? Hope everyone's doing good. I'm blessed by Allah. I'm doing pretty good myself. Sister Gidget, I see you online. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Everything's good.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. What's going on, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, hey, everything is going wrong tonight, man. I'm looking at the switchboard. People aren't picking up. They're picking up, but they're hanging up because they hear the music playing. What's wrong with them, man?
Wow. Did the song scare them off?
Hey, I don't know, man. I don't even have my co-host on the show, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I've been trying to call and call. Hey, I do got my man Dave Deuces on the phone lines right now. He hung up on me, but he's back now. Dave Deuces, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
What's going on, brother?
Same old man. I'm here putting in this work, trying to make things happen, keeping things afloat. You feel me?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I see my man Rooster. What's up, Rooster? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, DJ Black Caesar, what it do, man? You know, staying prayed up and focused, man. You know?
Hey, man, you know what? I'm the same way, man. I can dig that. Man, we've been having a lot of problems. I don't know what's going on with the phone lines, man, but my co-host and my I know where my entertainment person is at. She has another show that she's doing right now, but she's gonna be with us as soon as she gets done. But I don't know where my Vienna's at. I'm gonna call her back right quick and try her again and see if we can get her this time. If we can't, then I get my sidekick Digits here on the phone line so we can dig that. We can make it happen, man. Let me see if I can get her. If I can't get her, Digits, you know how we do.
Oh yeah, we'll make it work. We'll make it work.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
I'm gonna.
Took a vacation
I'm gonna,
from you tonight.
Yeah, I guess she did. I don't know, man. Her son was sick earlier, so her son was sick like yesterday. So I don't know if it had something to do with her son or what, but it's not like her. Let me see. I got somebody on the phone that has a question about her name, real quick. 716, what's up?
Yo, it's your girl, A-Money. I'm not on the A-Money show train. I'm over here riding with DJ Black Seas on the Vienna show. I'm going to hang up and let you call me properly.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Hey, man, it's all good, man. I can't get Vienna on the phone, but let me call my man Stunner Quad back because he hung up on me too, man. I don't know what
Yo.
That was about.
I don't know either, but I'm feeling his single Stunner Quad. So you know, I'ma hang up so you can call him and then you can call me back.
No, you stay on the phone line. Stay on the phone, man. Well, I got you. I don't want to leave.
Okay.
You. Stay on the phone. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Let me call him.
Assalamu alaikum, my money.
Wa alaikum assalam to everyone. Nation building. DJ Black Caesar Vienna. And you too, my lovely lady.
Wow.
How are you, Queen?
I'm doing better, just in a little bit of pain, but I'm here still supporting the show.
Try your call again later.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm here. I'm exhausted. I'm about to fall out, but I'm here.
Oh, no.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, ma'am.
We like our conversation is live on the air on the internet side. It's like you could go on the back side and have this conversation. So the you know it's not on the internet because it's you know it's on live right now. On the
right,
internet.
Right. Hey. You got a lot of interference out there. If nobody's speaking, you can keep put your phone on mute until it's your time to speak, if you don't mind, because I'm getting a lot of background noise, and that's not good for radio. We got a lot of people tuning in right now, and let's try to respect them. Gidget, A-Money, I got you guys on the phone, so that's pretty good. We basically don't have to get anybody else. I got my man, Day Deuce, on the phone and Rooster on the phone. Stunner Man's phone is off right now. I guess he has it off. He forgot he had an interview. I just talked to him, so I don't know how he could forget. But anyway, we must go on. So let's go on with the show, guys. Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Vienna Show. Vienna's not here today, so A Money Show. DJ Black Caesar A Money and Gidget. That's how we're going to do it right now. So what's going on, Gidget? Your way. What's going on, Gidget? Your way.
Hey, man, it's nothing but work, and I keep pushing and standing strong on my square. Time to get it done, that's all.
Yeah. Hey, Money, what's going on your way, baby? Hey, Money's in New York, for you guys don't know. She's up in the New York area. Hey, Money, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your show?
Oh, of course. This is A-Money, your girl A-Money, and my show is the A-Money Show Train Blog Talk Radio. What I'm doing now for a couple weeks, just giving up some promotions, some entertainment news, of course. I'm talking about me being, of course, the East Coast rep for Blogs Magazine, and that's B-L-O-C-K-Z Magazine. You know, I have specials going on now. So everyone, rap, R&B, pop artists, rock artists, DJs, producers, whatever, business models, whatever, The full page is 175. That's a special that's going on now. Half page, 150. Quarter page, 100. Just hit your girl up at 716-433-3686. I got to give a shout-out if you don't mind, because it wouldn't be right if I didn't tell this next thing that I'm doing. And that's to my man Keith Klizak, the 12-time multi-platinum producer out in L.A. We're teamed up right now, partnered up for a digital distribution as the majors. I mean, we partnered up also with Ingrooves, you already know. So, again, hit your girl up at 716-433-3686 for the distribution, the same as the majors. It's going down right here on DJ Black Caesar and The Vienna Show.
That's what's up. That's what's up, lady. Thank you for that info.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
That's the line you need to call for your interviews. If anybody wants an interview out there, you need to call that line right there. If you didn't get that, then you need to listen real closely. Get your pens out.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And when you guys get that call, just call me up and let's set that interview up. If anybody out there is listening, hey, Money, what's going on right now with you, baby? Can you tell me a little bit about something, what you're doing right now? What's going on in your life?
Yes, again, I'm the East Coast rep for Blogs Magazine, of course. And, you know, they're doing also the Roy Jones, the Blogs Magazine and the Roy Jones tour. Beauty
and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. That's what it is, I think.
That's Beauty and the Beast. So, you know, any promoters, anybody, you know, hit your girl up, A-Money, if you're interested in helping with promoting this show in a city near you. I will fly out to you. So will Blocks and so will Roy Jones. Just get your budgets up and hit your girl up at 716-433-3686. Go to the website, which is www.blogsmagazine.com. That's BLOCKZMAGANINE, right? .com.
Yep, right. That's right. And hey, so, thanks a lot. That's good info right there, A Money.
Yeah.
I like that info. Actually, we're going to I'll probably be calling you up next week for that, because we're going to get them down here. We're going to bring Roy Jones Jr. down here, because I'm a big Fox and Boxing fan, and I want to support him and support what you guys are doing out there. So we're going to get you down here as soon as I talk to the club owners and get some stuff going with them. Then I'll call you guys back and let you know what the deal is. Hey, guys, we're going to get into our interviews now. And basically, Sister Gidget's on the phone line. Sister Gidget, hey, girl, we're about to do it right now. Sister Gidget. Hey, guys, everybody that's listening, every ear listening in right now, I got my man on the phone. I got my girl on the phone. I'm sorry. A-Money is basically does entertainment news. So if you guys wait around, you're going to get the news, and you'll know what's going on with hip-hop and R&B, all that stuff, rock and roll. We'll get you out there. We'll let you know what's going on, guys. Just stay tuned. Keep it locked right here. DJ Black Caesar Vienna Show. It's going to be right back. First, we're going to go to a song real quickly. We're going to go to a song. Let me pick my list out. Let me go to my list and see what I get. I got a little guy. His name is DJ Superstar Shorty. This guy's an awesome artist. He just signed with Jermaine Dupri. He's over there with Jermaine Dupri doing his thing. Big. He has a song that he did, man. It's a nice song. Why is it nice? Because it has me in it. So check it out, guys. This is it right here. DJ, Superstar Shorty. Lights, camera, action.
Money, my motivation. All I see is paper. for kids. You say you wanna do my hair and tell me where you live. Down in Mississippi, I say what a true black pizza. I've been ballin' in Miami with the man eating pizza. In New York with Geronimo, they know that. I'm about my dough and Jim at the J Studio. I hit 'em with the Biggie flow. They love me in Dubai and out in Germany. It ain't too many places in the world that ain't hurting me. Nah. Certainly, yeah. Mr. Main Attraction, what? Mr. Phone Sway, what? Mr. Make It Happen, what? Mr. Make That Money All Day. Hey, when I hit the stage, it's like camera action. This is not a game. Watch me make some magic. It's the main attraction. I'm the main attraction. I got big dog status. Swag on Devo Jackson. People everywhere can't stop and stare.
Yeah, 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 that's my man right there, DJ Superstar Shorty, Lights, Camera, Action, just saying to Jermaine Dupri, so deaf, all-star champion right there, little man. Little man is 13 years old, my buddy, my friend, my compadre, DJ Superstar Shorty. Hey, guys, you can become a star, just come on the show, sit down and talk with me and Vienna. Vienna's not here right now, so you're going to be talking to me and Sister Gidget and A Money. We're going to do it like that. So, the show doesn't go down, man. The show doesn't stop when one person doesn't show up. What we do is we compromise and we fill in the gaps. That's what we do. That's what we do around here. Fill in the gaps, baby. So right now we're going to fill in the gap, and the gap is going to be filled with my man, Deuce. What's up, Deuce? Where you at?
What's going on with you, Black Seer?
Hey, man, it's just going down like this, man. This is the way the show works, man. I'm going to let my girls, Sister Gidget and A Money, they're going to be talking to you, asking you some questions, things you can handle, man. Nothing out there, nothing too extravagant where you couldn't answer. Basically, going to ask you a few questions. No, they're going to ask you a lot of questions. So you girls have a lot of questions for you. I want you girls to take care of that. I already know you're the master of this, man. This girl has a show every Thursday. Every Thursday she has a show called Nation Billing. And what Nation Billing is, it's a bunch of Muslims. You know the Muslims. We all love the Muslim people. So that's how we do it with them. And my girl, A Money, is a Muslim also. So, guys, be watching what you say. Be careful. Don't mess up because they will get you. I know Sister Gidget will. Hey,
everybody, let's have a good time
right now, and we're
going to
get into it with Sister Gidget. What's up, Sister Gidget?
Hey, I'm just here chilling. What is the young man's name we have on the phone? Because, you said his name loud and real fast. What's his name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Day, like today, Deuce. Like throwing up the deuce.
Day Deuce.
Day Deuce, what's up, brother?
Man. How you doing?
Everything good, man. Over here grinding, putting this work. Got this website going. Got these beats cracking. Got plenty of music going on. Throwing these parties. You know what I'm saying? Making sure happens.
So tell us something about Day Deuce. I mean, how long you been in the game? Tell us something about what you do and what's your motivation.
Well, what I do. Let's go down that list first. I do graphics.
Okay.
I do event planning. I produce. I write also rap music as well as R&B. I produce R&B, hip-hop, rock and roll, any genre pretty much you could throw at me. I've been in the game for about 12, 13 years, started out as a youngin', built my own label from scrap, invest that money, invest in yourself. That's been my motto. That's what I stick to. So I got the label going on right now also, www.kigrecords.net. You can pretty much Google me right now. Google Day Deuce. You pretty much find the Twitter, the Facebook, music on me, videos, so on and so forth. Got that going on. I'm number 3 in the area, in my area, DMV, DC area, right now, still pushing and grinding, trying to make it come up. The name Day Deuce came from as a child. They called me Day Day. Of course, next Friday and Friday ain't do too good to my name. I disown that for those reasons. Came from Day Day, so I flipped that to Day Deuce and just put a deuce on the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I take it day by day trying to make things happen, building this network, so on and so forth.
Okay, so is the music solely you, or are you producing other artists as well? And who are your artists?
I produce other artists as well as myself. I got about three artists on my label, actually. I am the main attraction, but I'm building my artists up underneath me. We got that going on. I produce artists pretty much all around the states. There are a lot of local artists trying to come up. I done got a couple different buzzes out on mixtapes and so on and so forth, producing with them. I produce a track for Twitter. Twister. I produce a track for Twister out on Chi-Town. Went to go holler at him. There's some things out there. New York, I did a lot of radio personality parties and produced with some of their artists they got coming up and going on, SOW Records. Artist names that
okay.
I did, I performed with Wale, did things like that. My artist names I got going on, J3, you can look out for him. You can check him out on KIGRecords.net too. Got a newcomer, Sun Tzu, coming up. Got singer Sensei. You have to look out for her, all under KIG 2012. You can YouTube that and find videos on us, interviews and information.
So you sound like a very young man. So I'm going to ask the question, how old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28, yeah, you're a young man. So at the age of 28, you've come up, you're producing in all genres. So who was your inspiration when you were coming up, and how do you know, or how did you know, that this is what you wanted to do with your life?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know. I come from a background of gospel singers. All my uncles actually was gospel singers. They had a gospel group. They all played different instruments. And I was the baby boy growing up and all that, so therefore I kind of adapted to that lifestyle and learned a lot of the instruments along the way, how to play the piano, the guitar, which I played congos, drums, bass, pretty much everything besides the trumpet and the violin. So that's where my production came from, and they always been writers, so that kind of pushed me to be a creator. And so I kind of got both sides of the fence from, I'm going to give them credit on that. Now, I took it upon myself to stick with it and create and make something out of.
So are there any artists when you were coming up that inspired you?
Who inspired me? Tupac inspired me a lot. I'ma just leave it there. It's plenty of others I can name.
That's the man.
Yeah, I'ma leave it there for these reasons, which is that I'm pretty much one of those artists that like to touch every aspect of life. I'm going to talk about everything from politics to the streets to the man above to getting grimy to doing business to taking care of your kids, being a good father, whatever it is. I talk about all that in the music. And is he one of the people who I felt, you know, kind of touched them all those sides?
Yeah.
Absolutely, he did. Absolutely. So you're in D.C. Have you always been in D.C.?
Yeah, I've always been a D.C. native, DMV representative. Grew up in Capitol Heights, Southern Avenue. I know you don't know where that's at, but it's a borderline between Maryland and D.C., so pretty much know everybody on both sides, all around the board, Virginia, too. I've been here pretty much all my life.
Okay.
Course,
so what can we look for in the future from you, though?
What to look for in the future?
I mean, we know you're doing music right now. Are you going to be doing more writing? Are you going to do some acting? Are you going to write some books? I mean, because it seems like to me you are all-around kind of guy, and there's no limit to what you can do. So what are your projects for your life in the future?
Well, in the future, I got some more. Of course, I got some more CDs coming out. I got Driven to Advance out right now, Get With It to Get Lost. That's the mixtape out right now. You can also Google them if you want. They Deuce, Driven to Advance, They Deuce, Get With It to Get Lost. As you come right up, you can download those, sample those, buy it if you want. What I got coming in the future, I'm doing a lot of videos, a lot of writing plays, doing plays. I'm into the fashion shows. I'm into creating jobs also. You know what I mean? I'm an artist, but also I really look at it on the business aspect. So, I mean, pretty much everything, you know, that you can go with by the book and get it done, or not by the book, you can follow the same plans and make things happen. And that's pretty much where I'm at. I plan on investing in other artists and investing in new ideas, inventions. I mean, the sky's the limit over here. I'm a nonstop thinker. And creation is just what I do on all levels.
Yes, sir. And it seems to me that you have a full plate. So when do you take time for Day Deuce? And do you have a personal life? And I'm going to make it plain, like you got a girlfriend, you got a wife, you got some children. What do you do in your spare time, if you have any?
You know, that's always a question that the woman has to ask, brother. I'm sorry to ask you that. I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that. Every female on this show
asks
that question.
I mean, yes, because we want to know. Go ahead on, baby. Go on, answer the question.
Okay, well, I do have a significant other. I got a significant other. I got one seed. I'm a full-time daddy. But my free time, my personal time, is my business. I really enjoy everything I do. It's fun for me. When I go to the clubs, I don't really go to the club. When I go to the club, it's business. I'm going to talk to a DJ. I'm going to interact. I'm going to network and, you know, be who I am as an artist and as a business owner, trying to promote my music. I enjoy that. So that's all I do. It's fun for me, so it's not necessarily work. It is personal. It's a personal business for me.
Hey, brother, I do the same thing, man. Whenever I go out to have fun, basically I don't go to have fun. I go to handle business, and my business turns into fun when I do that. I'm just like you, man. I'm not the nightclub kind of guy, but I know we got to be in the nightclubs if we're going to make things happen. So I show up at the nightclub every now and then and just, you know, like you said, just talk to the DJs, make sure everything's copacetic. So I feel you on that.
Yeah, yes, sir. I mean, it got to be like that. I mean, you know, I still know the streets. I still have my fun. I mean, all of the above. I just do it. As I do it, I incorporate everything I do. And
right.
I kind of started out real young. So a lot of adventurous stuff feel like old news to me. I done been pretty much, I can't say everywhere, but I done visited just about all the 50 states and a couple places overseas. So I'm still trying to figure out things I haven't done. When I find those things, maybe more personal time will come up. But right now, it's all about the grind.
I hear you.
So, okay, I'm going to ask you one more question, then I'm going to let A-Money talk to you. You mentioned that you were writing plays. Can you give us an idea of what your plays are going to be about?
One I'm working on right now is called Black Man Trying to Get Over the Hump. I'm really trying to come up with a simplified the title. Black Man Over the Hump, something like that. But that's pretty much basically what it's about. And that comes from my name, Black Stone. Originally, my name was Black Stone, which I did change the Day Deuce. I couldn't get rid of Day Day, so I adapted to that name and took it over. But when I first started out as a youngin', 12, 13, my name was Black Stone, Black Man Trying to Get Over the Hump. That's what it means, a black stone in my life. So pretty much that's really about facing challenges, overcoming them, going through things, situations, just basically, I don't want to say like a Tyler Perry kind of thing, but kind of like along those lines, but more in depth of the situations that really go on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to my girl, A-Money, because I know she probably got some questions for you, too.
Okay, most definitely.
What's up, Day Deuce? This is A Money in the club. Yes, I'm saying in the club because, you know, it's a working space right now. I feel like I'm at a club. I'm in my zone, you know, sitting here honored to be talking to Day Deuce. I'm on your Reverb Nation page. I'm looking at a lot of stuff about you, and you got some big shoes to fill. You know, I see that they say you sound like T.I., Scarface, Jay-Z, Tupac, oh my goodness, Ludacris, wow.
He's out there, ain't he?
I like to mix it up a lot. But, I mean, when I produce, too, I produce for a lot of the people I like. So, sounds come up, and I guess I kind of end up adapting to what I actually produce for them, and it comes out with my style. Like I said, I like
Welcome
to
Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is...
I was calling someone.
Yeah, I'm up there. I'm trying to get my man on the phone. I just talked to him on the other line. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that interruption, but, yeah, and you doing everything big, you know, big ups.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless, the wireless customer you call.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. And Deuce, may I ask you, how did you come about the name also Blackstone? And, you know, what's the story behind that?
The Blackstone name came from collaboration, a collection of feelings growing up. Like I said, I started pretty much everything real young. I'm not going to say unfortunately because it made me the man who I am today. So I kind of like was fending for myself at a young age, and I felt like I was a black man trying to get over the hump, and that's why I came up with Blackstone and stuck with it. That's really pretty much where it came from. Came from a tough background, you know. I ain't going to, you know, preach and act like nobody else been through it, but, you know, I did a lot of things. Hey, I still do a lot of things. It's always getting money, not a hobby, is a must.
Right.
You can focus on that.
That's absolutely correct, and I give you much props for that. I also see that, you know, you're very talented with your craft in producing. And, you know, it's written that, you know, you're in the same league as Dre, Kanye West. I mean, come on, you get no better than that.
Yes, ma'am. It's been 12 to 15 years now I've been producing. I started out with, it wasn't even the keyboard, Buckets and Pots. Pots and buckets and with a recording machine and overdubbing it to create a sound. And working with, you'll be surprised what you can do after you had a chance to really work with nothing.
Right.
And that's what that's
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got to make a phone call real quick, okay? So,
feel you on that note, and understand, I know some people up there said it's a hard struggle there in D.C.
Yeah, we're definitely here in, you know, the D.C. area.
Welcome to Verizon
much,
Wireless. The wireless customer
you
called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 3-2-1.
Look for a distribution deal to go worldwide.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available.
Sam, sign me. Of course, I would take it, and I'm still going to bring my label up. But that's pretty much where there is no handouts, so you got to go get it yourself. I was
right. You definitely got to go get it yourself.
I said, you know what? I got a brain. I'm a learning myself. I need flyers done. Okay, no problem. I'm tired of waiting on you. You want to take 2 weeks? I'm learning myself, which I did, and I applied everything I needed. I applied to my life to learn it and make it a profession to bring in revenue for me.
And that's true. I'm a go-getter myself. Everything I do, I got to put myself out there, you know what I'm saying, make myself known. So I know how that road is. But you mentioned a distribution, and your girl A Money as well is doing a distribution, which is the same as the majors. And I partnered up with 12-time multi-platinum producer Keith Klizark out in L.A., and he's working with the distributor, the biggest distributor on the planet, which is Ingrooves, and they march with Fontana. So, you know, if you need distribution, you know where to come.
Okay, that's definitely what's up. That's definitely what's up. I need to get your email, your number again, or something before we get off. So I definitely want to get in contact with you. I like to take advantage of every opportunity that
Well, yes, most definitely. The phone number is 716-433-3686. And as well, you could get any other information from DJ Black Caesar. He has all my information. have another special going on, you know, with any independent artist or major artist. A Money is the East Coast rep for Blocks Magazine. I have a special going on now for rap artists, pop artists, producers such as yourself, a phenomenal producer such as yourself. Full page is $175, half page $150, quarter page $100. So, you know, hit your girl up at 716-433-3686. And I can't stress enough that DJ Caesa has all my information that you don't have.
All right, so can you say that number for me one more time? I'm going to get it from you right now.
Okay, 716-433-3686.
3686, got you. Paid money.
A Money. And I have another question for you, and I'm going to turn it over to DJ Black Caesa. I just really would love to know, which artists have you worked with so far that, you know, really, really let you know that your passion for producing and whatever you do keeps you grinding hard, wants you to stay in this industry forever?
I'm going to say Kid Rock. I got the opportunity of meeting Kid Rock from California, going to see an artist to produce there, a local artist to produce there, and working with one of Beyonce producers. And when I met Kid Rock, I got a chance to get his number. That's actually how I met Twista also. I visited him in Chicago at Star Trek Studios and brought a collaboration of different beats and sat down with him. And he went through them with me and listened. And to be someone from a totally different genre, he really adapted to the beats and also gave me some money for a piece, a sound from what I produced. And right then and there, which I was still young at the time, I was 17, right then and there, I knew. I said, you know what, this is it. This is it right here. It's a done deal. And from then, it's been a countless amount of people everywhere I've been that has liked the production. And it just, I mean, I've loved it ever since. That really put me over the hump when I ran into, for me, maybe not for you, but kind of like a rock and roll legend, a rock and roll star.
Oh, yes, he
not
is.
Into hip-hop, and for him to like my beats and bump my music, and for me to be able to call him up and get feedback on my music while I was a local and just really planting my feet concrete into the game, he loved it.
I'm sure he did. I had the pleasure of speaking to one of his colleagues before, and they wanted to do some things with A Money, and I was like, you know, blown away. I'm like, yeah, right. You know, I was shocked, so I didn't take it seriously, but they still contact me every now and again, and you just really confirmed it for me that I really need to reach out to them and see what it is that they will have me do. But again, I am so honored to be talking to you and having you here on the DJ Black Caesa and Vienna show. Hopefully, you know, you come back to the show, show us some more love as we show it to you. And I'm going to turn it over to DJ Black Caesa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, guys, check it out, man. I got in touch with my guy. He's on the phone with me right now, Stunner Quad. So I'm going to let him say hello to you guys right quick. Stunner Quad, you can speak.
What's going on with y'all, man? Swag.
What's going
hey.
On?
Hey, Stony.
Let me tell you about Stunner Quad. Stunner Quad is one of the guys from SOMD, MG. This is my dude right here, man. This guy right here is a marketing genius. He has his stuff together. Also with the promotions and stuff like that. So if you guys don't have your promotions up, you need to get with me so we can get it going. And for a very low price, because I see A Money's always plugging herself, so I got to plug myself. DJ Black Caesa is doing promotions for outstanding artists. Anyone that sounds good right now out there, listen, hear what I'm going to say. I can't tell you the price on the phone, but it's a stupid, ridiculous price. They had arguing with me today, telling me, dude, that price is too low. You're not going to make any money like that. I'm like, dude, I work for the independent artists. I work for major artists. I do this for them. I do it for people that don't have. If you don't have a budget, you can get with me. You don't have to worry about a budget. All you have to do is worry about the money that's in your pocket. And the money that's in your pocket will pay your plan to get promotions for 6 months. And what I do is you got to sign a six-month agreement, a six-month contract, whatever you want to call it. I think an agreement is a base of a contract. You sign that contract and you send it back to DJ Black Caesar to my email account. Once I get it, CaesarRadio@gmail.com, we can start your promotions that day. It's that easy. It's not no problem. I don't know why people will argue about it because basically this guy was telling me he's in the industry. I think he's listening right now. So I'm like, hey, dude, I'm sorry. I got to bust you out, man. Because this is a funny shit. Hey, this dude was funny, man. This is my dude, though. He works for Sony. He works for a lot of big companies out there. And he thinks just because you work for big companies, if you have a low price, nobody's going to take you serious. But I told him, I was like, man, anybody can Google search DJ Black Caesar, Google search Black Caesar Records, Google search Caesar Radio, Google search DJ Black Caesar and Vianna Show, Google search me all day online, Middle Finger U Entertainment, SCM Radio. All you got to do is Google search. And once you Google search those things, you'll come up with millions and millions of things on me, DJ Black Caesar. That's the only way I need to take care of my credibility. If you guys don't believe it, just go to it. Do your Google search while you're on the phone with me right now. Take a time out and go to Google.com, G-O-O-G-L-E. Go Google search DJ Black Caesar right now, and I guarantee you'll see about a million things on me. So if you don't have that going on, then you basically can't work with me. I only work with people that have something going on. I only work with known names like Stunner Quad. He's one of the guys that I'll be talking to eventually about my promotions. So and I'm talking to Chrome, Corleone, used to be with 3-6 Mafia, Project Pat, still 3-6 Mafia. Well, 3-6 Mafia's apart right now. My man Juicy J has got a deal with – he has something going on with my man over there. You know, I don't want to say his name because, you know, I don't know if they got it like that. But he has a deal going on with somebody else major in the game, so they're doing their thing. So, you know, it's all good, man. I like to see people survive. I like to see people make it, and that's what I'm all about, man, making it for the artists. If you have no way that you're going to make it, you need to get with me and let's get it going on, man. It's only going to take you about 5 minutes because I talk real fast. You dig? So if you can listen real fast, if you hear real slowly, then you can hear what I'm saying and you can work with me. Hey, guys, hey, I'm not going to talk. That's enough about me. That's enough about promotions. That's enough about everything that I got going on. We're going to talk to my guy, Rooster, now. Rooster, what's up? Hey, no, we're not done with Stunner Quad. We're not done with all my man, Day-Deuce. Day-Deuce, you need to give, this is what you need to do. We need to get your song planned. You got a song called, let me look at it right quick, see what that song is. I talk real fast, man, so I overdo myself a little bit. Day-Deuce, you got a song called, is it called Twitter?
Yeah, it's called Twitter. Twitter that.
What's Twitter about? Let me guess. Twitter's about Twitter, right?
It's saying Twitter that, basically quoting some of the things that I do or may say, so it pretty much follow what I'm doing. Twitter, so pretty much follow what I'm doing. You should follow that. Once you listen to the song, you'll get the gist of it.
Okay, check it out, man. This is the way we do it on DJ Black Caesar Vianna Show. I ask every artist for a world premiere. You know what a world premiere is, right? A world premiere is basically what I'm asking you guys. When I ask you for a world premiere, basically you're going to plug in, hey, what's up? This is Day Deuce. This is my man, DJ Black Caesar, the Vianna Show. I'm on the show right now. This is my song called Twitter. Basically, that's it. All you got to do is represent, brother. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hey, guys, can you do that?
I got you. Well, dig this. DJ Black Caesar, I appreciate the love you're getting. You're reaching out to me. It's your boy, Day Deuce. Song called Twitter. Y'all make sure y'all go follow that at Day Deuce. Listen to the song. Check it out.
Hey, you can go Twitter Day Deuce, man. I'm like the bumblebee. I'm a big dog. Never let a sucker
like spring water. But when I fall back, but I'ma spring forward. Never acting shady, blind men can see me walking. But here 50-50 to me, I have you leaking like a faucet. If you ain't in the game, put some change, boy, holler back. You with me later, what you doing with them dollars at? Dirty money, honey, yeah, we can blow a lot of that. Go and check my status like Twitter. You can follow that. 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 Go and check my status like Twitter. You can follow that.
I got everybody looking like BB, fly like a bird. Something you can go tweet, tweet. Got the game down pat. Like it's on repeat. Same goals, same moves. The same recipe. Right, nothing little when I deliver. It's all straight, straight. Dirty money, my honey. Or I can get rude, then I have to slap some sense in you. Like to stay calm, but sometimes I am impatient. I monopoly go and they like to keep awaiting. I need on my next man, orders from the text list. Like riding in the fresh wig, now with that left shit. Way up on that guest list, party cause I'm the best shit. Hey, work stretching, marketing investment, yeah. You ain't in the game, with some change, boy, holler back.
Hey, what's up, bro? I hear you. What'd you say?
I said, what do you get that song right there? 1 to 10 right there. That was a great song right there. What do you get that song?
Hello? I didn't understand what you just said. What did you say, bro?
I'm sorry. What do you rate that song from 1 through 10? What do you rate that song?
That was a nice song, man. I give it a 10, man. You know what I mean? I give it a 10.
Okay, now tell me why. Why do you get that song a 10?
Man, because I do. You know what I mean? He put his heart into it.
No, you gotta receive the word, though, man. You can't just give a song a 10,
He put his heart into it, man. You know what I mean? That's a question that, I mean, you a DJ, so I mean, you know what I mean? You'd be responsible for spinning it, you know what I mean? So, you know,
yeah,
people got
yeah.
their opinions. I like the song. He did a good job on it. You know?
I like the song, too. I get that song right there a perfect score of 10. And the reason why is because I'm DJ Black Caesar and I respect the artist. But that song right there, you can hear the hype in his voice. I can almost see him smiling. I can see you smiling in the song, jumping around, brother. I can see your feelings, man. I can see everything that's going on with that song. That's a hot song right there. Do you have a video? Do you have a video for that song? Or are you working on a video for that?
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you that you can also Google that Twitter Dave Deuce the video, Twitter at Dave Deuce the video, and check out the video. I'm hyping the video too.
Is it an official video?
It's official.
I'm sorry. We got some interference on the phone line. Somebody's doing something real loud out there. So you guys, if you don't mind, watch your phones, guys. If you're not talking, mute it out. And once you get on, mute it back in. But I didn't hear what you said, brother. What'd you say now? You said I actually was an official video, and you said what?
Yes, it's a official video. We shot it on our everyday life thing. That's also something KIG Records does. By the way, I forgot to mention that I'm the owner of KIG Records. So if y'all ever run into anything KIG Records, man, just hit Dave Deuce. I got you.
Hey, brother, look, this is the part of the show right here where you give your information as far as your social networks, how these guys can check you out, where they can check you out at. So you need to give all your information now, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, first and foremost, I want you to check out www.kigrecords.net. That's kigrecords.net, straight through. You'll see music on there, pictures, videos. It's also under construction, so within the next month, people will be able to buy beats, download the songs, pretty much our distribution right from our site. No having to deal with iTunes or none of that. Come straight to our site and buy that. You can also check out, like A Money said, she looked it up right while we was on the phone. Appreciate that, by the way. ReverbNation.com/Dave Deuce. That's ReverbNation.com/Dave Deuce. You can check me out on there. I'm number 3 or number 6 or something like that on there, IndieWise, and in my area doing the thing, and I don't even use that site. You can check out music and download beats for free, and so on and so forth, and get a lot of other links from there. You want to hit me on Twitter, you Twitter me at Dave Deuce. That's capital D-A-Y, capital D-E-U-C-E. That's how you spell Deuce, D-E-U-C-E. Or if you just want to find everything, really, you can just Google me and find everything at one time. I'm gonna say that. I got the Facebook, the Twitter, the music, the website, so on and so forth. For KIG Records, Dave Deuce, or Dave Deuce KIG, you'll get everything.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up right there. That's a lot of info. So if you guys heard that information, you can check out my man Dave Deuce. This guy sounds great. He sounds like he's on the up and coming, guys. So if I was you, I would get in right now while he's still doing his thing like this, because you can also get in with guys and get collaborations for damn near free. So if you guys are trying to get a collaboration with my man Dave Deuce, you need to get at him real quick. And if you can't get at him, you can always get at me, and I can get at him, all right? So you guys need to get me now for collabos with my man Dave Deuce. And now, Dave Deuce, thanks a lot for that. It was wonderful having you, brother. We enjoyed you. But now we're going to talk to my man Rooster.
Black Caesar. Let me throw my number out there real quick, if you don't mind. Sorry for cutting you off. But everybody listening, hit Dave Deuce up, 202-609-1981. That's 202-609-1981. DMV, holler at me.
Wow, we don't usually hear people give their numbers out. That man gave his number out. I'm looking at it right now. I'm gonna tell you guys right now that is his personal cell phone. So this guy just put his cell phone out there. Hey, these are a recorded show, man. So they can always go back and get it again, brother. So don't worry about nothing. We're gonna get you out there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's up, my man? What's up with you, Rooster?
All right, what's up with you, bro? You know,
Rent, man. The rent is always up, man. That's basically what's going on with me. But you are the one that's on the phone right now, so we need you to share everything you got going on, brother. And you know how we're going to do it. I'm going to let my girl A Money talk to you for a minute. She's going to give the phone lines up to my girl She's going to give the phone to my girl Gidget, and Gidget's going to ask you a couple questions, and then they'll give it back to me so we can get on the phone call with my man, the one and only Stunner Quad. So, Stunner Quad, we're going to get with you as soon as we get done with this fella right here. Rooster, tell me a little about yourself, man. Who are you and what do you do?
Oh, man, you know what I mean? I do everything, man, as far as being a productive individual, making progress, you dig?
Yes, sir, I did. My girl, where's she at? Hey, Money, you still there? Hey,
hello?
Money.
Hey, Money is in the building.
Hey, Money, this is your show now. Take it away, baby.
This is my show now?
Yep, it's your show.
Well, then, thank you, DJ Black Caesar, but I want to give some love out to DJ Black Caesar. Yes, A Money plugs herself, but I would love to tell you guys that I love DJ Black Caesar and the Vienna Show. I thank you for the opportunity for having me on, doing the news, and now some interviews. I'm humbly honored for that. But we are now talking to one of your artists, and I did not catch his name. I know you said Rooster. Is that the...
Yeah, that's Rooster. Rooster. The dollar sign, T-A, Rooster. That's how he spells his name.
Rooster.
Yeah, R-O-O-S-T-A. You know, I'm down here in Mississippi where we take the E-R and add an A at the end of it. You feel me? So, Rooster, you know, it's Rooster.
Yeah.
Rooster, how is it down in the set?
I do a lot of traveling, but I'm back at home. You know, I just live in Miami, you know what I mean, on South Beach, did a show in Nowhere Lounge, but it's lovely. You know what I mean? A lot of hard-working people down here in Jackson, you know what I mean, trying to make it. You know what I mean? Mississippi, period. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a lovely place, man. You feel me?
Yes, I feel you. I actually feel you. I feel your energy. So let me know that you're going hard on everything you do. And,
right up, I got you. Feel me? I'm from the mud. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I absolutely know. You from the mud.
From my hood, man. This guy's
good.
Hey, when I seen the 601, I didn't know you were from Mississippi, man. Until I seen that 601, I was like, this dude from Mississippi? I thought you were from Miami, man. But I saw that, and I was like, hey, this dude ran home. So where are you at? You're in Jackson or what?
Well, actually, I'm in Jackson right now, man. Actually, I'm in my house. I'm downstairs. I got a studio upstairs. They help my people. They listening to the interview. So I'm downstairs chilling, man, working. You feel me? Just dropped my, I got a new album. I just fresh off the press. Just went and picked up entitled Let Me Get Me. You feel me? So, man, we just working. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, your dad, get with it promotions. I've been talking to him. You know, we talk all the time, man. That's my dude right there. Yeah, no, that's my dude right there. But we were talking about you today, man, and I was telling him that, you know, you're a great artist. I've been working with you for about, a little over a month I've been working with you. I've been basically doing your promotions and everything. And that's basically who I was talking about. The guy, he was like, wow, man, he said, you doing promotions for that much? Are you ever going to do, what are you going to do? So I told him, I was like, you want to pay me more? Pay me more. I'll do the same work, but pay me more. So what we're going to do for you is we're going to get you, I already got you over to the Nerd DJs. This is waiting on me to send the email with your song. So what I need you to do is send me that song.
You got to understand, you know, I really don't be on the internet and, you know what I mean? I'm just not seeing. I saw a couple things. I'm like, man, okay, bro, you know what I'm saying? I be in motion doing a lot of things. So whatever listen though, bro, whatever you're doing, I really appreciate it because you ain't got to do it. I really appreciate whatever you're doing.
Your dad is the only reason I do it, man, because I know he's an upstanding guy. I know him personally. I know what he's going to do. I know he's going to take care of you. and he's going to take care of me. But we were talking today about you, man. It was just funny what he was telling me, but I'm not going to get into that. We're going to get into your interview. I'm going to let A-Money take the show away. I'm going to stop interrupting you, A-Money.
Well, let's keep it, you know, for the listeners, man.
Yeah, I got you.
So,
what's
now,
up, A-Money? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I can't complain about nothing, you feel me? I'm living good, man, and
yes.
I always love it, man. I appreciate y'all taking y'all time out to holler at me, man, and, you know, giving people opportunity. You know what I mean? A lot of young kids wish they had this little opportunity right here, so I appreciate that you did.
That is so true, and definitely we appreciate you. And being that you mentioned that, do you have any inspirational words that you can give our young brothers out there, any independent artists that's, you know, upcoming, trying to get where you are now on the grind?
Well, you know, basically, man, you know, first off, you got to be serious about what you're doing. You know what I mean? You got to be for real. And you got to have people around you who are positive and want to see you make it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of your people around you don't want to see you have nothing. You know what I mean? They're really jealous of you, so... You know what I mean? Get away from them haters, bro, and get around some positive people, man. You know what I mean? It ain't getting in trouble, ain't cool, bro. You know what I mean? That costs money. But, man, just really, man, stay prayed up and stay around positive people who doing productive things, man, and trying to have somebody's life. You know what I'm talking about?
That is true. You know, I work with a lot of independent artists myself, of course, here on DJ Black Caesar Vienna Show and my show. Here's another plug. The A Money Show Train on Blog Talk Radio. I have a show as well. But, you know, and they need to hear this. You know, I talk to them on a personal level as well as interviewing them, you know, keeping their music in rotation as well. So, you know, I do a lot besides promote. Sometimes it's personal because they make it personal. You know, they're young. They need somebody to, you know, give them that knowledge and that wisdom where they're not getting it from somewhere else to keep them out there. You know, like one independent artist, I just want to put that out there. His name is Ketchum Streets, and I know that he's listening, and he appreciates what you just said. So with that being said, also, I would love to know anything that you – I haven't had time to Google you or anything for this interview, so I apologize for not being prepared to interview you.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, I would like to ask you, you know, what age did you start being a hip-hop artist, or what age did you become, you know, have the love for the music industry, you know, period?
Well, I wrote my first rap when I was 9, you know what I mean? My cousin Darryl, shout out to him, he helped me with it. It was called I'm Getting Older, you know what I mean? But from that, you know what I mean, I always loved music, you feel what I mean? I remember my mama, she found raps I had, you know what I mean, cussing, you know what I mean? I didn't realize how young I was until now that I'm older, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I was listening to pop. I wasn't but 10 years old, you see what I'm saying? Crucial Conflict, you know what I mean? A lot of cats, you dig what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? For me to be that young and realize that I was right, you know what I mean? I really thought about that, and it was something I loved. So when I was 16, I really started getting into the studio, you know, and, I took it from there, man, you know what I mean? So, really, I've been in the game for a while, just really being serious about it, you know? And that's just what it is. I work with my guy, C. Gutter. He was Grand Hustle now. Me and him did a lot back in the day with Backwoods Music, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? My guy, Crack, you know what I mean? He made that Rick Ross album. He produced Pirates. And he did my shit, Smashing on the Gas. So, you know what I mean? I'm sticking with the music, man. I love it. You know what I mean? It's something I really love.
Well, we definitely can tell that you love what you do, your craft, and absolutely if the, you know, people don't love their craft in the industry or whatever you do in life, I mean, it shows. The proof is in the pudding. So, you know, just by you speaking and talking, I could tell, I could feel the love for what you're doing. You know, on a personal level, again, yes, us women go there. Are you married? Do you have children? You know, and how does that play in your life in the industry?
Well, you know, no, I'm not married, no kids, you know what I'm saying? So
it's whatever with me, you know what I mean? Everybody around me, they go get it, they trying to get it too. So, hey, you know what I mean? Ain't no, it's no limits, you know what I mean, right now. So that's why we're pushing so hard, you feel me? You know what I mean? Because one day, you know what I mean, you know, who knows? So right now, man, you know what I mean? Why it's, you know, I have time and opportunity, we're trying to take advantage of it. You know what I'm saying?
So let the world know, you know, what is it that, you know, you have coming up right now that you really, really want us to promote, to buy, what have you, get out there, you know, in the world right now?
Okay, right now, I have Money Train Volume 2. You know, I dropped it early in the, not early in the year, but like a couple months ago. You can get it on deadpilk.com. But I just dropped my newest album, Let Me Get Me. You know what I mean? It's fresh out the press. So, you know what I mean? We like really, yeah, it's fresh out the press. So we really just starting to promote it. But look for that, Let Me Get Me. But as far as my music, you can go ahead and get. I got Money Train Volume 1. And Money Train Volume 2, go to deadpilk.com or YouTube. You can check out my videos. I did the Battle of the Bands down here in Mississippi. That's a big event.
Nah, man, we don't know that.
So how was it for you to grow up in Mississippi as well? I would like to know, like, you know, what was it, a struggle? Did you have it easy growing up before you even became a hip hop artist? How was it for you?
Well, you know, I'm not gonna say it was easy, but it definitely wasn't easy. But you gotta understand, you got people who doing way worse than you ever do. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I had a single mother. You know what I mean? I don't want to get the same story, but it's like this. You know what I mean? I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth, none of that, you feel me? So I had to work for everything. I'm from Jackson. You see what I'm saying? It's, you know what I mean? It's Mississippi, you feel what I'm saying? So I've been getting my own since a teenager, you feel me? Like 17, you know what I mean? My mother, she always was there for me. She's a hard worker, always been. She's still in my corner. There's one person I know I can always depend on, you feel me? You know, so, you know, it's definitely not easy in Mississippi, man. You got a lot of different things to deal with as a young black man, you feel me? But it ain't nothing, you know what I mean? It be strong, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we ain't riding no horses or nothing like that around here, you feel me? It's a city, we definitely getting money, you know what I mean? Making it happen, you feel me?
But, yeah.
You know, yeah, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm from Jackson. I'm from the hood, you feel me? Straight up, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, you know what I mean? I'm from the north side, you know what I mean?
Okay, and you said you have the Money Train Volume 1 and Volume 2. I think I'm feeling that before I even hear it because that's what I'm about, A-Money, the Money Train. So I got to cop both of those.
Yeah, go to that pill for you can get it for free. It's type Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-A, you know what I mean, to the world. And also, let me get my Twitter and all that out, you know what I mean? Let me look up the paper, I forget, you know what I mean? I do a lot of moving around, but anyway, get at me on Twitter, twitter.com/rooster93. That's R-O-O-S-T-A 93. You know, that stands for the quality. You know what I mean? We come number the best around here, you know what I mean? You got 87, 89, and 93 being the top grade, you know what I mean? But that's what we about, you know what I mean? Living a better and higher quality of life. So if you're about that too, get at me, man, you feel me? But let me finish giving you this info. Facebook.com/rooster93. The MySpace, I don't even know if people still rock with it, but MySpace.com/Rooster601. That's R-O-O-S-T-A-601. YouTube/Mr. Rooster93. You can just type Rooster with the $93 click, and all my videos will pop up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because I've done that. I know what you're talking about, brother, because I'm on you. I'm following you. Everything you got going on right now online, I've just about been there. I'm following you.
I appreciate it, bro. And I want to tell you, man, I had saw some footage a while back before I even realized, you know what I mean, really realized who, you know what I mean? Like, you been doing your thing, but I ain't know who you was, you know what I mean? But I saw some a while back. You was at the Players Ball in Memphis. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm cross-country, man, you know what I mean? But my people were like, I'm like, man, yeah. And I saw it, so I'm like, yeah, bro, grand, man. So I appreciate you, man. Straight up, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Out, bro.
you know.
That's what I do, man. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. That means a lot. Hey,
yeah, but also one more thing. Check out that Smashing on the Gas. That's my single. I almost forgot.
No.
I did so much talking, but Smashing on the Gas is my hit single. You can go to iTunes and purchase it, you feel me? Or go to YouTube and check out the video. Just type Rooster Smashing on the Gas. You know, it's a race out here. You got to be the first one at it, you feel me? So, man, we smashing on the gas right here, man. 93 click. You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's
I'm already
up,
checking
that's
out Rooster's official music video. Smashing on the Gas, you guys, available on iTunes right now and
yeah.
YouTube. And it's spelled R-O-O, the dollar sign for the S-T-A.
She on it. She right. She using her fingers on the phone and everything. You know what I mean? Doing her research. She on it.
That's all we're doing out here, man. That's all the DJ Black to do it. All my people on top of it.
Yeah,
hey, brother, but I've been promoting that Smashing on the Gas. That's what I've been promoting a lot, and I've been promoting your Twitter also. So I've been working those things so people know what's going on, trying to get your numbers up, because that's what I do. I help people get the numbers up. And I just want to say, man, it's an honor to have you on the phone today. It's an honor to be dealing with my man, Get Money Promotions. If you guys don't know what that is, you need to check it out online, man. Just check out Get Money Promotions online. My man is all over the place. Just check him out. He has a lot going on. He can offer you guys a lot. So just stick with it and stay with it and stay with my man. If you don't have to go check his video out. I'll probably be one of those guys that's actually sending it to your page one day because I promote this dude like every day. So I'm going to get back on the promotions real hard, so you guys.
Yeah, you do it. You know, real recognize real, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, I've been in the game before the YouTube was cool. You know what I mean? Right? You know, they were calling them fool before going with me, homie. You did what I'm saying? I'm a youngster. I'm in my 20s, early 20s. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it ain't even about no money or nothing with me, man. I'm established. I'm blessed, man. It's about taking care of my family. I still draw my grandfather's shots. You know what I mean? He a diabetic. I'm real like that. Anytime my people call him up. I'm solid. So that's why you rock with me, man. And I appreciate you, homie. You can tell. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, give me the promo. That's my guy out of Oakland. You know what I mean? Shout out to the West Coast. Don't say nothing Entertainment South. You know what I mean? We're really cross country over here, man. You know what I mean? It's really no game. You know what I mean? I'll shout out to my artists, man. You know what I mean? Ride to the North Star, Young P, Tunker Boy, Whippy Woo, man. All my people, man. Really getting on, man. You know what I mean? Young P, man. IG Gutter, man. Shout out to my people, man. Yeah, go hard promo everybody, man. YouTube, DJ Black Season, man. Shout out to you too, and that young lady working over there, man. She's a hard worker. Take care of her, bro.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. We respect you, man. I respect everything you got going on. We most definitely going to take care of you over here with DJ Black Season. We're going to make sure we always take care of you, man. Because my man, Get Money, get winning promotions, that dude's on it, man. He's really, really a hard worker, and I'm trying to basically get you work. Where he's trying to get you. He's trying to get you a record deal right now. Every day he's talking about you, brother. So I know what he has going on. So I know he has $1 million right now in the pocket. Hey, Gab, but you already gave your social networks out. I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you getting the people connected with what you got going on. I like that. I dig that. And then to ask for it. So everybody, if you got that, that's cool. If you want to get with this guy, go and do some promotions. I mean, if you want to get some collabos with him, get with him, get with me. Just get with me. Just call me up. I got all these guys I do interviews with, real phone numbers, so I can get with them and let them know you got a collabo for them, that you want to do a collabo, and we can talk about that at another time. But I also have my man on the phone. You guys already know him. He's a hard-working guy, too. You see him everywhere you see him, Stunner Quad. What's up, Stunner?
Stunner! What's up, what you see?
Hey, man, it's hard being me, man. It's hard being me, man. Hey, everything I do is tough, brother. I swear it is, man. I got a tough crew. My crew is so tough, man. They walking out the door, they got the bridges, and they not getting burnt, man. That's how we get down, brother. Hey, man,
I know
you got a lot going on, too, man. So I'm going to start with you. Hey, let me say something to my man, Rooster, real quick. Hey, Rooster, it was a pleasure having you on the show, man.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah,
we most definitely love what you got going on, brother.
What's your young lady's name? What's your name again?
That's
A-Money. 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 Okay, A-Money. I appreciate it. Yeah, she's a hard worker.
She
on it, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You're a hard worker.
Yeah, thank you. You know what I mean? I try. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We thank you, brother. Hey, man, let's get back to it right now. DJ Black Caesar in Vienna. Vienna's not here today. I think her son is ill because it's not like her not to show up. But let's just say that her son is ill right now. So I hope he's doing all right. I hope everything's good with her, because it's not like her not to be on the show. Hey, guys, but what I'm going to say now is, oh, there's Gidget. Gidget's back. Gidget, what's up, baby? You back? Let me get her signed in. Oh, wow, she's gone again. Her mic, our phone keeps dropping. But anyway, she can call back. Gidget, call back in when you get a chance, all right, because we do need you on the phone line. Okay, A-Money, you still there?
Yes, A-Money is still here, DJ Black Caesar.
Hey, A-Money, this is how we're going to do it, man. I'm going to let you interview my man, Stunner Quad, ask him some questions, ask him some questions that you really want to know. Ask the questions that the audience wants to ask, man. They can't do it because they're not talking, because the audience is very scary around here. So, hey, no, they're not scary. They're just not talking. Hey, A-Money, ask my man anything you want to ask him. Just ask away, and also make sure you get some, get the background, what he has going on right now, like new albums, new whatnot, new mixtapes, new movies, new anything he has going on. Ask him about that, and, let's get on top of it. That's all.
Well, absolutely. The name speaks for itself. Stunner Quad, phenomenal Stunner Quad. What's up?
What it do, man? Swag, hey, money. What it do? We turned up here in the bird.
Yeah, I see you turned up. First of all, I am just, shocked that absolutely you started at 7 years old. You started rapping at 7 years old, and most of it was due to your mom and introducing you to a lot of people in the industry, I see.
Yeah, man, like my dad and my uncles, they was in the biggest, they got caught up in the biggest drug bust in Pennsylvania history, you know what I'm saying? So I took a lot of my real life experiences, you know what I'm saying, put them on wax. And how would I start doing at a young age? At 7, I knew I wanted to be a rapper. I just, you know what I'm saying, didn't know how much money and time it required. So, you know, I just started, I turned up from a young age. I'm just coming from Pittsburgh, you know, it wasn't a lot up here. So I just had to go through all the loops that like the average person had to go through a little more.
Yes, I see. And are you actually the owner of your label, The Real Monopoly?
Yeah, I started that as a promotion company in 2009. I took my drug money and started bringing artists to Pittsburgh. I didn't want to be into the streets no more. I tried to find a way to make it all legit. And I ended up meeting Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy got click tight, got real cool, and he bought me part of his label as a partnership, you know what I'm saying? I formed SODMG Goon.
Yeah.
We took it from there.
Hey, guys. Hey, Money. I know you're going to hate me for this. Hey, Stunner Quad, I'm sorry, man, but I forgot to do something. My man is still on the phone, but I didn't play his song, man. So can you guys give me a few minutes to play his song right quick?
Definitely play that song.
Rooster, you still there? Rooster, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I had you on mute, bro.
Hey, man, I'm so sorry. I said it's time for that. Hey, man, I was looking at the time. I was like, why do I have 5 minutes left? I see it's 30. I got 35 minutes left for the show, and it's only supposed to be 30 left for my man. And I said, why do I got 5 minutes left? And I said, I'm going to play a song. So the show is all planned out, man. I plan it out every week. I plan it out. So we need to get your song played, and what I need from you is basically, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, hey, Money. I'm sorry, Stunner Quad.
Shout out Rooster. That's from Swag to Rooster.
Hey, Rooster, this is what I need from you, brother. I need this real quick. I need a world premiere. You know what a world premiere is. So give me a world premiere for DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show. Give me a world premiere introducing yourself, and you got your song called Smash It on Gas. That's what we need to play. So introduce that song for us, if you don't mind.
Yo, what's up, world? This is Young Dunn, the Young Dick. You know, Mr. 93, Rooster. Yeah, straight up out of Jackson, Mississippi. You know what I'm talking about? Smashing on the Gas, my hit single. Check it out, produced by that boy Crack. With Guy Coke, who produced Pirates on that Rick Ross. Check it out.
This is White Cop. Yeah. Still GHP. On the AVET. Pump number the best, my click 93, you feel me? And if you ain't gassing up, you ain't going nowhere, home. They call me Rooster, the one and only. To be exact, you feel me? And I'm flying right past you, nigga. I'm gone. yeah. Slow down, I'm home smashing on the gas, smashing on the gas, going real fast. I done slow down, but I'm smashing on the gas, smashing on the gas, going real fast. I done slow down, but I'm smashing on the gas, smashing on the gas, going real fast. I done slow down, but I'm smashing on the gas, smashing on the gas, going real fast. I done slow down.
Feedback from somebody out there.
I don't know who it is, but I can find out, but I don't want to do that because I'll be muting out some people that need to be on here. So if you guys can mute yourselves out, that'll be nice. That was a great song right there. The way we do it is we got to rate that song right quick because I got people on the phone that I need to get out, but I need to rate that song right quick. So Stunner Quiet, where do you get that song right there from 1 to 10? Where do you get that song?
Oh, that was the swag right there. He got a lot of potential with that, man. He get a forty for me. He get 4 10 on the clock. That's 40, man. He's
free, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
don't be like Sister Gidget, because she can't get it right never. But now you can't get it right. Hey, thanks a lot, son. I appreciate that, man. That's good looking out.
I appreciate it, bro. Straight up.
Yeah, he's
Hey, Marie, what's up, baby?
Oh, my God. Smashing on the game for real, though? I gotta go outside the box. Get at a 10
God.
Plus a 10
oh,
plus
God.
A 10.
Okay, Sister Gidget. Thank you, Sister Gidget. I appreciate that. Sister Gidget, number one, are you out there listening in?
I'm right here. What's up?
Hey, and it just all right, people messing up. Because when you start doing it, everybody want to follow leader. And right now, you're the leader because everybody going with you. What you got to
say? I heard somebody give him a 40. I heard my girl A-Money come out the box. So, baby, you know what I'm going to do for you? Because I can't let nobody outdo me. I'm going to send you to the moon with that. You hear me? On the moon with that. All right, you got the universe cover, baby, and you smashing it. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I appreciate that love, man.
It's all about love, baby.
And the video is hot to death.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Hey, guys, check it out, man. We got to get back into the interview. We got my man Stunner Quiet on the phone, and right now we got about 26 minutes left. So I need you to get on that A-Money, if you don't mind, and then leave a little time for my girl, Gidget, and myself. And don't forget, we got to play a song also. So you guys, don't be long-winded because we need to get that song out there. And I want him to get all of his social networks. Hey, man, so this is what you need to do, Stunner Quiet. Just so we be on the safe side, I need you to give all your social networks right now because I like for the artists to give all their social networks, and I don't want you to be left out. So give your social networks first, please.
All right, cool. Rocking with Twitter, follow me on Twitter, over 50,000 followers, at Stunner4_SODMG. I'm on YouTube, I think I got like 150K total views, SODMG Goons TV. I don't, my Reverb got hacked, so I really don't know that, but you go Reverb. Stunner Quad, you know. What else I got? Them like the top three I be messing with. Other than that, you just Google Stunner Quad. You holler at me. iTunes, I got the single going on them through Universal Music Group, SOD. Shout out to Soulja Boy. And that's where we at with all that. That's my Soulja.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. If anybody wants to get in a clambo with you, how can they do that?
Oh, over a million views on Hawkshare, too, my bad. Over a million downloads on Hawkshare. They call me the king of Hawkshare. So you go to Hawkshare, you put Stunner Quiet in there, they got me. Feature artist. I got the most plays out of any artist major and independent on Hawkshare. So big ups to Hawkshare. The owner just reached out to me. About to do a partnership with the owner. So, you know, we turning up. But,
damn, yeah,
dude. We definitely turning
that's
up.
Big. That's big. Wow. Hey, Dan, tell us a little bit about who you're doing business with right now as far as who you're doing music with. I mean, as far as the person that you do a lot of shows with, who are you working with?
I work with Blue. Shout out to BMF, Blue Da Vinci, Calico Jones. I just did 3 tracks with him. I got a mixtape coming out with Soulja Official DJ at DJ Manning on Twitter. That's like my little brother. I got another mixtape about to drop with Soulja Boy. I got tracks with Frenchie. I got tracks with French Montana. You know, I got a little dispute with Future right now. You know, but we ain't gonna get into that. I was bringing artists here to Pittsburgh. You know, I got something with Nicki Minaj that I did when I brought her here in 2009 that I never released. So
okay.
You know, I got some heat for the world whenever I get, you know what I'm saying, through all the legal, through all the loopholes and everything.
Right.
Hey, I got another question for you, brother. When's the Goon song coming out with Soulja Boy?
Everybody keep asking about it. We waiting on Interscope.
Hey, you know what? I told some of my people here on the show tonight. They were like, ask him, when is the Goon song coming out? Don't forget DJ Black Caesar. Oh, that's the actually when the Goon song coming out.
Yeah, actually, we got that on YouTube as Soulja Boy, and we just got Goons. That's over. I think that got over like 500,000 views on YouTube.
Wow.
Everybody keep asking me to drop that as a single. We waiting for you know, Jimmy Iovine and them, man. They'll clear everything for Soulja, because Soulja's still signed, but he on his own label. I'm under his label, you know what I'm saying? So they don't always clear a song when we want them to.
Right. I got you. Okay, that's cool, man. What's wrong with Soulja Boy right now? I mean, have you done anything? Are you doing anything with him in the future or what?
With who? Rapper Peter?
No, the rapper Soulja Boy.
Okay. I'm trying to, right now, I'm just trying to make him on the Promise album right now. But, you know, we always turning up. I'm about to be down there in Atlanta with him for the BET Hip Hop Awards next weekend, so. You know, we never know what might come apart out of that.
Okay. I got you. That's what's up. I know I got a couple people going to be there at the Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta. Her name is Phoenix. She's going to be there doing the Hip Hop Awards. She's actually doing something. I don't really know what she's doing, but she's going to be working with them. And so you'll get to meet her. Phoenix. Remember
okay.
Phoenix? She's an R&B singer. She's like brand new, but she has a lot of stuff going on. She's working with a lot of major artists. So,
Yeah, she's working right now.
Yeah,
oh,
you know who she is?
Yeah, I heard of her. I've been hearing a lot about her. You know, I've been out in Atlanta like every weekend. Her name's starting to ring some bells down the eight. So.
You know why? Because she deals with my people over there, the Nerve DJs. If you're not dealing with the Nerve DJs, guys, let me tell you something. You should get in with the Nerve DJs. You're trying to get out there and get your name out there. You're trying to be a known artist. You need to get out there with my man, Johnny O. Johnny O will put you out there. He will hook you up. Basically, he will brand your name. That guy is on it, man. That guy, he never sits in one place. These guys are from Ohio. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I like Rooster. Rooster, they know who Rooster is now, and they're just waiting on his music. So, Rooster, I got them out there. They know who you are, brother, so don't worry about it. You're about to be on, too. When I get with your man, get with it promotions, we got to get together and talk a little bit. But your guys going to put you on, man, because basically, I'm sorry.
No, I just said, man, I appreciate it. I'm listening to you. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, my man started Quad. Quad, you need to tell the people a little bit about how you got started. Tell them basically when you got started, how you got started. I think you already told them that. So if you already told them that, just tell me one more time, man. How'd you get started in the game?
I just in the street. I was running around in the streets real heavy. So after my dad and them got indicted in the biggest drug bust in Pennsylvania history. I'm from PA, in Pittsburgh or whatever. So I was the leader, like, of a little Crip gang or whatever, started my own gang. I just basically wanted to find an escape from the street. So I went to my uncle. You know, I done saved up probably at that point, like, $100,000. I went to him for an outlet, and he was like, man, you know, I'm doing promotion. I'm bringing rappers to Pittsburgh. So I just stopped. Then the first rapper I ever brought here was Waka Flocka. And, you know, once I seen that you could do success with promotion, I just hopped into the promotja game. I met Soulja Boy. I opened up for him. You know, I brought him to Pittsburgh, then I opened. I used to bring artists to Pittsburgh, then open up for him. And every artist that I brought here used to be like, damn, bro, you need to rap, man. You hot. So when I brought Soulja here, Soulja ended up staying for 2 weeks, and he wanted to sign me. I ended up catching a 2 firearm case. I got caught with 2 guns like a week later, then 18 months, came home. And got back down with Soulja, you know, and the rest is just, like, on ink right now, for real.
Right. Wow. Sounds like the same story I got, brother, but that's a different chapter in my life. Hey, can you tell us a little bit about, basically, do you deal with Mammy Mike? Do you know him?
Yeah, I really do everything hands-on with Steve Brock. Like, Steve Brock, the one who got, if you go to SODMGClothingStore.com, I got a shirt on there. I got SODMG Goons hoodie. Like, I had a movement up Pittsburgh called the Goons, and I just put it down with SODMG, so now we got SODMG Goons. So, you know what I'm saying? I more was on my business, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I really wanted to know who the COO was, you know, soldier, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I get all my green lights from, and that's who I really sit down and do the business aspect more than, you know, just being an artist.
I got you. I got you. So, basically, you put the goon in SOMD. S-O-D. S-O-M-D. You put the goon in there.
Yeah. Exactly, like, so, you know, Soldier, he awarded it, you know, so we did a partnership deal. He let me add the guns to SODMG, so now it's SODMG Guns. That's my own little movement that he blessed me with, you know what I'm saying? I got to bring a lot of people from the streets into my
right.
movement, you know, so that's why it's like I salute him at the high for that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you work with guys from Mississippi, like, as far as artists? Like, you got a lot of artists down this way. Like you just heard my man Rooster. Do you work with?
I'm definitely gonna be working with Rooster. I just been rocking with a lot of South Carolina, North Carolina, like Florida. You know, we just was on a little tour. I'm about to go back on the college tour on September 22nd. But I just heard Rooster that's smashing on the day. I'm definitely gonna have my manager contact him on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely trying to turn up. Anybody that's really trying to do music, man, and really got a budget behind them, and really trying to work, and I hear it in their voice like that they trying to go hard, like Rooster going hard. I salute that, man, because I know how it is. So
right,
you know,
right.
It definitely got to be turned up with that.
Right. I got you, brother, and I appreciate that too, man. That's good looking now. We got some more artists over here also I want you to check out, but we'll talk about that another time. Hey, man, I want A-Money to ask you a couple questions. A-Money, you still on the line?
A-Money's still here and enjoying the interview. He's on the squad.
A-Money, I want you to ask my man about 2 to 3 questions, and then we're going to let Sister Gidget ask him about 2 to 3 questions. So take it away, A-Money.
Well, absolutely. You covered a lot of details, but I really want to know as well, you know, what brings you to the love of this industry? Like, I see you have done a lot of things. You opened for major artists like Nicki Minaj, Waka Flocka, Flame. I mean, so many others. What keeps you motivated for the passion in this industry?
Hey, money. Let me correct you. I mean, you might not know this, but my man is a artist also. This guy's a major artist. So for everybody that doesn't know that, this guy's artist you're listening to right now on the DJ Black Scene Savannah show, along with A-Money, hey, and along with Gidget. I thank you all for listening in. I thank you guys for tuning in to my show every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central. But my man is a major star, so that it doesn't ring a bell with me. I really no big deal with me. He should be doing it with Elvis Presley if he was still alive. I give you all that. Hey, bro, I go all the way to the end. I go to the end with you, brother.
Hey, that was a good question though, A-Money. Like, it definitely what keeps me the passion is really saying, like, my uncles and my dad all took away from me at a young age through the streets, and I was really always looking up for to them. I thought that they, like, my dad had the, you know, my uncle, he had the Lamborghini and the Corvettes and everything, so he was my role model. Like, he was the person who was my football player, you know what I'm saying, my 50 Cent, my Tupac, you know, that was him. So when I seen him took away, I just never wanted a person to be able to take my funds away and take my freedom away like that. So that's
right.
What really took me away.
You know, I see a lot of artists, independent artists, major artists, not too many, coming out of Pittsburgh. I mean, you're phenomenal coming out of that area. And, you know, I'm reading your artist bio, of course, on Reverb Nation. You know, I'm looking at your Twitter, everything like that. And I'm loving everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do. And much love to you for turning your life around, you know, from the life of drugs, gangs, and crime. You know, that is hard for a lot of young men to do. But, you know, you're a prime example of what a young man should be right now. And in your prime, you're doing so good. And I must show you much love, you know, just for that alone. You know, is there anything that you could tell any of our artists that's listening, that's trying to get where you are, independent, major, or what have you? Because, like I said, he's phenomenal. You doing exactly what a lot of people should be doing right now and more, and they need to hear this from you.
Yeah, you never, like everybody out there, like you never want to use words like can't and never. You know, there's like, them is like the two main words that you can never have in your vocabulary, because if somebody, you know, end up telling you that you can't do something or that you'll never make it at something, you know, you can always push that. You can always turn, I like to say that I turn a lot of haters and enemies into fans, because, you know, like some people just hate on you just because they was born with jealousy. And then you could turn that around, and you could you got yourself a great fan that'll follow you, that'll come to your shows, buy your albums. So, like, you just really got to look at it and find out what it is that you want to do and just go hard with it. It might not be music. It could be whatever. You just got to really have that drive. And once you get the ambition for it, like, you just could never give up. It's a lot of hard work. But if you just keep at it, man, God is the only person that could put something in your heart. So, you know, you got to keep him first. You got to keep Allah first. I'm Muslim, so, you know, you got to keep Allah first. That's what I'm going to say. Like,
yes, you're right. You must keep Allah first. Salam alaikum to you. You know, I can't even say glad, but I'm honored to be talking to you. And, you know, what is I Am Floyd Mayweather about? I love it. I'm looking at the video, the song brought you to that. I love Mayweather as well, but I'm digging that.
Thank you. That actually was supposed to be, that was, like, it's a lot of stuff in the behind the scenes with that song. Like, that song was actually first written for Floyd Mayweather. He was supposed to accept it. He was supposed to come out to it, you know, whenever he fought Manny Pacquiao. You know, that fight never happened. So, you know, it was just basically some things where I really just was in Atlanta, and I did the song. I shot the video up in Pittsburgh. And, you know, it was supposed to be welcome then, and a lot of stuff happened behind the scenes with far as a lot of legal stuff, and money was supposed to be passed here in exchange. You know how the rap game is. So it just ended up being a promo single. It was supposed to be my first official single, but my first official single ended up coming through Universal Music Group, running on them. The video dropping next week is going straight to MTV Jam. So, you know,
all right.
But it was supposed to be Floyd Mayweather, but, you know. It happened like that sometime in the rap game, though.
Yeah, it happens like that. But much love to you for that. I was sitting here, you know, enjoying that video as you were having your interview. You know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'd like to end with, where do you see, I'm going to say 5 years, some people say 10 years, but where do you see your career, your craft, your gift, you know, the passion that you have for everything that you're doing now? Where do you see yourself sitting at in 5 years?
I'm trying to monopolize. I got so many business ventures on the table right now. I just partnered with a liquor company. Like, I got the SODMG clothing store. Soldier gave me, you know, my own little part of that with the SODMG Goons hoodies. You could go on SODMGClothingStore.com/hoodies. SODMG Goons hoodie, $45. I get $5 out of every 45. So, you know, turn up with that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I got one of those hoodies too, man. I'm just letting you know, you got my $5. I got one.
But I got to get mine now.
Yeah,
so, you know, man, I'm really just,
hey,
I'm really
big
just kinda,
ups to Soulja Boy. We love you here, Soulja Boy, in the New York area. Most everywhere I've been, Atlanta, everybody loves Soulja Boy. We just like him to know that we love him right here in New York. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to let them take over, you know, and Senequa, stay up, stay strong, you know, stay prayed up, you know, and Salam Aleikum, my brother.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. Stay blessed.
Hey, Quad, we had to get going, man. We got about 10 minutes left. Really, we only got 9 minutes left. But I got my girl, Sister Gidget. But I got to play one of your songs, man. I got the going on. I got going on song. What's that song about?
Going on them basically was me, Brandon. SODMG Goons as a whole movement, because there's all, you know, a whole lot of goons. It means getting, it's an acronym, getting over obstacles, never sleeping, you know, all about that money. So, gooning on them.
Okay, brother, you already know what the deal is. You know what the next question is. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the other two gentlemen. I need a world premiere song. You know what a world premiere is, so give me a good world premiere, man.
world premiere live on DJ Black Caesar and Banner Show. Shout out to A Money, you know what I'm saying? We doing it, gooning on them. SODMG, salute the boss, Soldier Boy. Swag.
Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come down and on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come down and on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come down and on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come down and on. I'm going and on. We going and on. I'm going and on. We going and on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans. My chain, match my ring. Yeah, they know I stepped up, cause this is crunch time. Eat these rappers like they my dinner when it's lunch time. I just let them all hang. Yeah, we know they all talk. Feel like all eyes on me. Tupac, I can't stop. No, I won't stop. Diamonds dancing like Michael, have a moonwalk. I'm so hot, wait till this drop. This my wristwatch. Look at my wristwatch. Blow worth a fresh Bentley coupe from off the lot. Well done, bars. I just got them out the pot. These old rappers hate my swag. I watch them rot. Gooning on them every day. I count another night. Say she like my shirt. Match my jeans. Come gooning on. Say she like my chain. Match my ring. Come gooning on. Say she like my shirt. Match my jeans. Come gooning on. Say she like my chain. Match my ring. Come gooning on. Match my jeans. Say she like my chain. Match my ring. Topic of discussion, they all worried about my deal. Word on the street, Soldier Boy gave me a meal. You been cold, I been hot. They just look at you and laugh, you a mascot. Water boy, I be popping bottles. You be bagging in your hood, fishing for a dollar. Top models, I like the eye cash. Have her rolling up the perk, call it granddaddy. Tell her go hard, or make her go home. Getting hit while I'm high, call it sky dumb. Print calls to my iPhone. She a turn on, but I swear her mind gone. She like to do it with the lights on. Bite on a nigga's ear, Mike Tyson. Red bottoms, yeah, she superwoman. She be killing them with swag, yeah, she goin' on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come goin' on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come goin' on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans, come goin' on. Say she like my chain, match my ring, come goin' on. I'm goin' on. We goin' on. I'm goin' on. We goin' on. Say she like my shirt, match my jeans.
Nice swag, nice swag right there. I like that. Hey, hey, Money, I know you're out there listening in, baby, so I'm going to ask you, you already know what I'm going to ask you. What do you get that song right there, 1 to 10?
Since you only would let us give him a 10, again, I say I'm going to step out the box. I'm going to give him a 10. But I'm going to step out the box, and I'm going to boost that up. We got the 10 times 1,000. You know what I'm saying? I can go on and on and on. It's a good song, a club beat. You know, I can't wait to see that video to that one. You know what I'm saying? I'm surfing the page, but big ups on that.
Yeah. I got my man Rooster. Rooster, where you get that song right there, brother?
Bro, I'm riding with him, homie. It's out the skin, and I'm for real. You know what I mean? You play that in Jackson, bro. Get that in rotation, Jackson. They gonna rock with it, homie. Straight up, bro. You know what I mean? That's how I'm scared of that jam. You know what I mean? You can ask a young lady sitting right beside me if I've been bouncing the whole time. Come here. Come say something to the radio.
Swag, bro. That's
what's up. Swag. Hold on. Have I been bouncing the whole time, mom?
Y'all heard it.
For real, bro. Yeah, she just shot, man. You feel me? But, man, we've been messing the whole time. That jam, huh? For real.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ruth. Appreciate that. Now I got to ask my girl, the one and only Sister Gidget. Sister Gidget, what's up? Where you at, baby?
I'm right here, sugar. I'm right here. I know you're going to ask me what I rate that song, right? You going to ask me that for real?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try to play by the rules tonight.
Go ahead and rock it. Come on. Just
go ahead and rock it. Stunner Quad, I'm going to give you a 10, but I'm going to give you 10 million. I can't just give you a 10, baby. I'm going to give you 10 million, 10 billion, 10 quadrillion. How about that?
Swag. I love that. Thanks. That's definitely, that's a salute. I just went diamond on Caesar. They go, hey, man, we can go diamond. I'm going to say, I went diamond on the Caesar and Vanish, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's always down around here, baby. If we see something shining, we're going to make sure they know what it is, man.
Call Soldier. Tell Soldier cut that check, Lowe.
I got you, man. That's what's up. Hey, Sir Quiet, man, you've been a lovely guy, man. We enjoyed you, man. We enjoyed having Rooster. We enjoyed Date Deuce. I mean, we had a great time tonight, man. You guys made it a fantastic show. Too bad Vienna wasn't here to be part of it. So sorry, Vienna, but you weren't here, so we hope everything is all right with you. We hope nothing's wrong, but you missed a great opportunity with these gentlemen, man, because it was well done, well deserved, and I had a good time, man. I had a real good time. Stunner, I thank you for showing up. We had a little confusion in the beginning, but everything worked out. You know, I got to remember that, man. I got a phone, so I need to remember next time. I think the same thing happened with Flesh and Bone. He couldn't get on the phone call. For some reason, his phone couldn't do it. So I didn't even think about it. Somebody else called him in on the phone line. Did I call him in, Sister Gidget, or did it was somebody else?
No, I think someone else called him in. But before you go, DJ Black Cheese, I want to ask Santa Claus a question. I just got one quick question. You know, I hear the passion that you speak with when you talk about losing your father to prison. And just ironically, I'm having a blog talk show tomorrow called Let Us Make Man, Bridging the Gap Between Fathers and Sons. So I want to ask you, as an artist, have you ever considered maybe mentoring to those youth in your community that have also faced similar circumstances as you, whether they lost their fathers to prison or death or whatever?
Yeah, that was a great question too, sister. Like I'm actually doing that right now. I'm actually just started a Swag to Vote. You go to swagtovote.com. We got minorities coming out in record numbers to come register to vote up here in Pittsburgh. And I mentor and speak to youth every chance that I get, like at our juvenile detention centers, like so they could turn, you know, so they could understand what it feel like to like lose a father and an uncle to prison.
Well, you know what? If I could get an opportunity, can you come on my show tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me the number. Get a number to Caesar, and he texts it to me, whatever, and just give me the info. I'll be honored to.
Hey, brother, I run that show, too, so I'll be getting in touch with you tomorrow, man. I got you, man. That's what we'll do. I'll call you on my phone line, and we'll zap on their phone.
You know this iPhone weird, so don't do it off the block.
Ooh, I hate that.
Yeah, I do that. I already knew that, brother. That's why I said it. I said, I will call you.
Yeah, call him first. We're going to make sure we got him locked in.
Yeah, I got him. We got him.
Well, I really appreciate that, Stana.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. We're going to turn up.
Hey, everybody that tuned into the show tonight, I appreciate it. It's lots of love, lots of information out there. If you guys are listening, you would have got a lot of stuff. If you didn't, so what? You missed it. So you can check it out at another time, at your own time, because these shows are recorded. So it'll be recorded in about an hour. If you guys want to come back to the same channel you're on right now, you can come back and collect this episode of yourselves, and you can promote them as much as you want because basically we own it, so Nation Billing owns it. I have nothing to do with it. I just got a show on here. I'm on their network, so that's how it is right now.
You have everything to do with it,
Hey, son, you actually listen to the big boss right there. That's Sister Gidget. She runs a Muslim Blog Talk here on every Thursday. It's a real hot show, guys. You tune into the show, we got at least we got a couple thousand people to actually tune in. So if you guys tune in, you'll still be checked out by, you know, so a couple thousand people. I don't know. Every day, every week, it's some different numbers. But these guys have been up to like 4,000 on their show. So, you know, you guys might luck up and have them on. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody showing up tonight. It was lots of love, lots of pleasure, lots of thanks, A Money, for everything you've done, man. You've been doing a real good job. I know you can know how to do a real good job anyway, because you got a show that comes on. When does your show come on again, A Money, so they can know?
The A Money Show Train is a Blog Talk station that comes on every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday right now at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay. It's time to do this show. That's what's up. I appreciate you, A Money, and I appreciate Vienna that's here today. Hopefully everything's all right with her, because it's not like her not to let me know what's going on. I'm really kind of like trying to figure out what's up. But anyway, Sister Gidget's always on time. That's my home girl right there. That's my little sister. That's my big sister. I'm sorry. She's like older
than
me.
That's right. Don't get it twisted. I am the oldest, the coldest, and the boldest. I like saying you're older than me, baby.
Don't get it twisted. Believe me. Hey, that makes me feel good for once, man. Not to be oldest. Hey, but everybody that tuned in, I thank you guys for tuning in. Come here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. We'll have another show with some more independent artists and with some more major artists. So, guys, just keep it locked right here at the DJ Black Season Vienna Show. It's going down every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central. So, guys, thanks. I thank everybody on my committee tonight that was here, and I'm going to blast you guys on Facebook, Reverb Nation. So get ready for it. A Money, I thank you for everything you've been doing. I thank you for blasting me on the Twitter the way you've been doing. I've seen that. I don't watch. I see everything that's going on when it got something to do with me, because I'll be trying to look and see if y'all are talking about me. Hey, check it out, man. If you guys are tuned in tomorrow to Sister Gidget's show. It comes on at 8 o'clock in the afternoon, 8 o'clock Central Time. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock Central Time. Tomorrow's show topic is what, Gidget?
It's called Let Us Make Man, Bridging the Gap Between Fathers and Sons.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, Sister Gidget. I'm the engineer also on her show, and we're just going to have a good time tomorrow, man. So if you guys tune in, Rooster, you can tune in too, man. Just tune in. Hey, just come to this station right here. Just tune into this station, and you'll see a live show in progress if you got time, brother. I know you got a lot going on, so if you got time. But I know my man, Son of Quad, is going to be there, so you should tune in also, man. Let the people know what you got going on.
I will be promoting that show as well.
And
Son of Quad is going to be my special guest tomorrow. So thank you, brother, and assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam. Hey guys,
it's been a great show. We're off the air now, so everybody can go and do their own thing right now. Hey guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show.
Peace.
All right, peace.
Hey, money.